Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Fox News' Tucker Carlson doing Donald Trump's dirty work for him as the right tries to muddy up one of Joe Biden's top vice presidential contenders. Today, we'll discuss that. Plus, a big win for the president and his allies at the Supreme Court, and a reluctant Republican governor to join President Trump at his upcoming New Hampshire rally. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Tammy Duckworth, the Democratic senator from Illinois, who lost her legs in battle defending this country, is in the crosshairs of Tucker Carlson and Fox News in probably one of the most abhorrent displays of our modern day politics. I want you to first hear Senator Duckworth answer a question from my colleague Dana Bash on State of the Union on CNN Sunday, and then Tucker Carlson taking to his Fox News airwaves to denigrate her.
Should statues, for example, of George Washington come down?
Well, let me just say that we should start off by having a national dialogue on it at some point.
You're not supposed to criticize Tammy Duckworth in any way because she once served in the military. Most people just ignore her. But when Duckworth does speak in public, you're reminded what a deeply silly and unimpressive person she is.
Obviously, it is so outrageous and beyond the pale what Tucker Carlson is doing here. Tammy Duckworth, a top vice presidential prospect for Joe Biden, part of the group of women he's vetting and seriously considering. Clearly, the right is looking for the way in to try and ding her in advance of a potential VP selection. It's not just Duckworth. A lot of the women that are being looked at by Joe Biden are getting hit with oppo research from the Trump campaign and its allies, such as Fox News' Tucker Carlson. But this is such an egregious attack on somebody who not only served in the military and sacrificed her physical body, her legs, for this country, but it gets back to the Trumpism of politics. I mean, it's 5 years, I know, since Donald Trump denigrated John McCain and his service and saying he preferred people who didn't get caught by the enemy, which sent shockwaves through the Republican Party, but no more, because Donald Trump proved that that was not actually detrimental to winning the White House. And Tucker Carlson here is grossly following in his footsteps. There should be no place for this in American politics. It is not decent, and it needs to be called out, obviously. Joe Biden himself thought so. He was hosting a fundraiser with Tammy Duckworth, and he said, "I can't tell you how I felt today when I heard the President of the United States, Donald Trump, questioning your patriotism. I found it virtually disgusting, sickening." He said, "I'm glad I wasn't standing next to him. It's a reflection of the depravity of what's going on in the White House right now." Again, what you see from a Trump ally like Tucker Carlson is actually doing the dirty work that Donald Trump doesn't want to do himself. He'll retweet it. His campaign will put out a statement in the name of their co-chair of veterans issues, slamming Duckworth. But it's Tucker Carlson who's willing to take the lead and make the gross attack on, obviously, a decorated war hero, current United States senator. Now, here's what else matters today. The Supreme Court, after a string of defeats for Donald Trump in the month of June, delivers him a big victory. The court ruled that the Trump administration regulations allowing employers to get exemptions for religious or moral reasons from providing access to birth control coverage under Obamacare can stand. This is a pretty resounding victory for the president, and it is one where the entire Republican establishment, sometimes there's a divide in Republican circles about what Trump fights for, not on this issue. On this issue of mandated contraception coverage in Obamacare, this is something that can unite all avenues of the Republican Party, which is why it's such a big victory at this moment in time for Donald Trump. And finally, Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, Republican, up for re-election in a blue-leaning battleground state. He'll be there, he says, to greet President Trump on the tarmac when he arrives in his state for his campaign rally this weekend. But this Republican governor said he's not going to the rally because he doesn't go to anywhere where there are crowds right now. He's not going to go where there are thousands of people gathered. This is a sitting Republican governor, and it may benefit him politically, I realize, in his more Democratic-leaning state. But just on the merits, he's following the science here in a way that the president's not, who's coming into a state to hold a big in-person rally. Though it is going to be outdoors, it is still something that makes the governor of New Hampshire uncomfortable to attend. That does it for today's edition of The Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.